Gita 6.27 Prashantamanasam hyenam yoginam sukhamuttamam upaiti shantrajasam brahmabhutam kalmasham Prashantamanasam hyenam. Krishna is speaking about the progressive perfection on the path of yoga. And he says that by consistent yoga practice, in the previous verse, two verses he has said, in 6.25 he stated, Shanae, Shanae, gradually, step by step, fix the mind in the self and don't let it go anywhere else. Nakinchidapi chintaye, don't let it go anywhere else. And what if it goes elsewhere? Krishna says, bring it back. Yato yato nishchalati manaschanchalam asthiram tatastato niyamyaitat atmanyeva vashamnayet. Wherever and whenever the mind wanders, bring it back under the control of the self. So by this diligent practice of first trying to keep the mind focused, not letting it wander, and if it wanders, bringing it back, by this what will happen? Prashantamanasam hyenam. This verse sounds itself so soothing. Shanta. The word shanta has it's something like a onomatopoeia. Onomatopoeia is an English figure of speech in which it's a figure of speech, not necessarily English, wherein the sound of the word conveys the sense of the word. So prashanta, it's like serenity, feel serene. Because the word itself makes us feel serene. It's like ragas are musical sounds which are meant to evoke certain emotions. So prashanta manasam hyenam. Krishna says that the mind will become prashanta. Right now our mind is ashanta, constantly restless. Thinking of this, thinking of that. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that is said that Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakale Ashanta. That as long as the mind is powered by desires other than the desire to serve Krishna, then those desires keep the mind restless. But when, by the practice of yoga, as it is said over here, the mind is purified. Prashanta Manasam Hyenam. The mind becomes peaceful. Not just Shanta, but prashanta. So there is, Krishna has used the word prashanta earlier in the same chapter when he's talked about the disposition which sadhaka needs to have. Prashanta atma vigatabhir brahmachari vrate sthitaha manasanyamya machitto yukta sita matparaha. So this is 6.14. Krishna said that one should be peaceful, be fearless, be in brahmachari, and in this way try to fix the mind on me, making me the goal. So there it is more of a sadhana. The mind may not be peaceful, but one draws the mind away from agitating things and cultivates peacefulness. Whereas here Krishna has said that peacefulness is not a emotion that we cultivate by conscious striving, but peacefulness becomes the default disposition of the mind. The mind itself becomes peaceful because the agitating forces from within the mind have been removed. Prashanta manasam yenam. And when the mind is peaceful like this, yoginam sukham uttamam. The yogi experiences uttama sukha. The best happiness, the highest happiness. Yoginam sukham uttamam. Upaiti. Yogi attains that happiness. Shanta rajasam. So the word shanta is repeated in this verse. Earlier it was prashantam. Prashanta manasam yenam there. Shanta was part of prashanta. And here again shanta comes. Upaiti shanta rajasam. Rajasa refers to the mode of passion. So, upaiti shanta rajasam. That means the mode of passion becomes pacified. So, it is the mode of passion which makes us want to be dominators, controllers, enjoyers of this world. When we come to goodness, sattva sanjayate jnanam, Krishna speaks in 14.11, that sattva guna breeds knowledge. And with that knowledge comes detachment. Because we start seeing, if we use knowledge, the knowledge that is awakened through goodness, that trying to control this world is futile. not just that in the sense that we won't be able to control for long, but it's not fulfilling. Trying to make things happen according to our will, it doesn't really make us happy. Even if we get the objects of our desire, that doesn't bring satisfaction. We want to control so that we can enjoy. But the enjoyment itself doesn't bring enjoyment. Means what we do an activity thinking it is enjoyable, but the result of it is not, it turns out to be not as enjoyable as we expected it to be. And then the person goodness starts thinking it's not worth it. There's no point to it. The person in passion thinks there is no point other than it. There is no point other than sex, say for example. What is the point of life other than sex? As aparaspara sambhutam kimanyat kama haitukam. Krishna verbalizes the mentality of the demoniac in 16.8 when he says kimanyat kama haitukam. What other than kama, sense gratification, is the goal of life? Now, that is the sort of mentality is induced by Rajoguna. But when Rajoguna is pacified, Upaiti Shanta Rajasam, when Rajoguna is pacified, then the yogi realizes that what is the point in trying to run around and control things? Let me look inwards, let me seek inwards. Instead of trying to control the outer world according to my uncontrolled inner desires, let me control the inner desires which are uncontrolled, and that will bring me happiness. And actually, that is the yogi's starting motivation. But now at this stage, the yogi has pacified the mode of passion. So there is no more, passion has become pacified. There is no such passion to control the outer world. And then, Brahma Bhutam Akalmasham. Brahma Bhutam. The yogi becomes situated on the Brahman platform, on the spiritual platform. So the soul is by nature spiritual. But when the soul is contaminated by material desires, by impurities, then the soul's consciousness gets dragged from the spiritual level down to the material level. But when akalmasham, when the kalmasha, the contaminations, the impurities are removed, then the soul returns back to the spiritual level. And when the soul returns back to the spiritual level thus, then the soul experiences lasting happiness therein. So as it says, Yoginam sukham uttamam sukha. Sukha is happiness, but what kind of sukha? Uttama. Tama can refer to specifically the mode of ignorance, but it can also refer to the broad ignorance that characterizes material existence. Uttama means that which is the best happiness, that which is beyond the darkness of material existence, beyond the ignorance of material existence. And that happiness, Yoginam sukham uttamam, that happiness can be experienced by the steady practice of yoga, by which, so this verse, if we look at it sequentially, what is it saying? By the kind of practice of yoga, which has been described in the previous verse, which centers on keeping the mind focused on spiritual truth. So this is the back text, the back story, which leads to this verse. Then by that, the mind will become peaceful. The passion within it will become pacified. So, Pashanta Manasam Hyenam, the mind will become peaceful. Upaiti Shanta Rajasam, the passion will become pacified. So, because passion is the inner force that agitates the mind. So, the mind becomes peaceful because the inner motor that was agitating it, that motor has become, has run out of fuel. That has been stopped now. And then, Brahma Bhutama Kalmasham, one becomes free from contaminations which drag our consciousness away from the spiritual platform. When there are no forces dragging us away from the spiritual platform, then naturally we return to the spiritual platform. Just as a magnet normally points north-south, but when there are other magnetic forces, then the magnet may get distracted from its north-south orientation. But when there is akalmasham, when there are no impurities, when those extraneous magnetic forces are removed, the magnetic actually points in the north-south direction. So like that, when impurities are removed, akalmasham, then the soul naturally becomes situated on the spiritual platform, Brahma Bhutam. And Brahma Bhuta at the spiritual level, the soul is by nature Sachitananda. And that's why
this whole experience is happiness.
Yoginam sukhamuttamam.
And in this way, the long journey of the soul, of the yogic seeker, which begins with shuchaudeshe patishthapya, that going to a jungle and sitting in a secluded place, secluded sacred place for meditation, that closes in on perfection, closes in on the highest happiness. So this talks about, this verse talks about Brahman realization. And the second verse, then Krishna in the next verses will talk about, in the 28th verse he will talk about Brahman realizing further, 29th he will talk about Paramatma, and 30th he will talk about Bhagavan realization. This is how by sustained yoga practice, the yogi closes in on spiritual perfection and relishes spiritual happiness. Thank you.